You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2009, the 16th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Montreal, Canada, from February 8th through February 11th, 2009.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
I'm Shelley Facenti, and I am the coordinator for evaluation and quality assurance for the HIV counseling, testing, and linkage programs at the San Francisco Department of Public Health in San Francisco. This study was looking at results for about 21,000 patient tests that were done with the OraQuick Advanced Rapid HIV-1/2 antibody test between January 2005 and December 2007, who had either an initial HIV negative result or a preliminary positive result on the rapid test that was proved to be a false positive after confirmation with an IFA or Western blot. And so what we did was we looked at the results of this test based on the information, the lot number, expiration date, and other information that was systematically recorded by all the technicians who had completed the tests. And we computed the time to expiration for the test. So the shelf life of the OraQuick Advance is 6 months. And so we looked at the day the test was run, how much time was there until the test actually expired. And that's how we did this analysis. And the specificity of the test, according to the manufacturer, is 99.8, or 2 out of 1,000 people would be expected to get a false positive result. And with a 95% confidence interval, it's as low as 99.6, so that would be as many as 4 out of 1,000 could be expected. And so what we did was we looked to see whether that actually bore out in our patient population and whether it changed over time as it went closer to the expiration. We, in San Francisco, we've had a number of times where there was a cluster of false positive results, where the test was functioning as we expected, and then all of a sudden we had a number of false positives. And this particularly happened in late 2005. And we had the manufacturer come in, and CDC, and the State Office of AIDS, and everyone tried to figure out what could it be. And we looked at many, many different factors of the test technicians and all sorts of the storage temperature, all sorts of things, and we were never able to find a pattern that pointed to what this could be. So this study is the first time we actually saw a pattern. So what we did was when we computed the specificity for the kits with time to expiration, we broke them into 6 or more months till expiration, 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, and then within the last month before expiration. And what we found was that of the 1,108 test kits that we had that were used within a month till expiration, 13 of those, which is 1.17%, were false positive, which is a 98.83% confidence interval, specificity. 98.83% specificity, which is really far lower than the manufacturer suggests should happen. And so as we looked over time, we basically found that the closer you get to expiration, the further that specificity drops, and that this was definitely statistically significant within a month, even as we adjusted for test technician and we adjusted for test site. Within a month before expiration, it still remained statistically significant, and it was elevated in 2 months and 3 months before expiration, but the elevated rate at 3 months was not statistically significant once we adjusted for test technician.
Mm-hmm. So what are the recommendations then?
Our recommendation would be that additional analyses should be conducted with other data sets, because this is one specific analysis. And if results are replicated in other places with similar data, then really policy and procedural changes should be considered to discontinue oral flow testing so close to expiration.
Mm-hmm. And what about manufacturer just changing expiration dates?
Well, so it's not really feasible with this version of the test to shorten the expiration date, only because it's already so short that by the time it got out to places, the amount of time to use probably a lot of test kits would go bad. Uh-huh. However, the manufacturer just announced about 2 weeks ago, I believe, that they received FDA approval for an enhanced version of this product that actually has a 12-month shelf life and which they say has some additional quality control and some changes to the manufacturing process that hopefully will make this effect go away and will increase consistency and stability of the product over the long term. So hopefully that product will be available starting next month, and we're excited to get it and start using it and see if we see a change so that this effect goes away. Uh-huh.
So this is the crux of it, meaning it was all about expiration date.
Well, I can't say that for sure. All I know is of all the things that we have tried to look at to determine a pattern in the 2 years that we've been trying to figure out why we see these clusters of false positives, this is the only time we've seen a pattern that had any statistical significance. I certainly can't say that it's all related to this, and like I said, additional analyses would be needed to see if this is true in other locations as well.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from CROI 2009. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2009.